This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Who are we seeing the last of? I always hate this conversation. Not hate it. I hate it because I feel bad for the players who might no longer be in the thing. Let's just take a quick guess here on a few of these guys.
Yeah.
And you tell me whether or not they will be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs on September 1st of 2025, right?
All right.
A couple days before opening night, will these players be on the Chiefs? Let's start with Travis Kelce. This is easily the toughest one because if they three-peat, and like you said earlier, I don't know which one makes him more motivated to come back or if either are motivating him to come back. I say because he has a year left on his contract, because of some of the things that were said this week and Clark being like, I think he's coming.
The Clark Hunt comments too,
because
man.
A couple of those move me. I say he is a member of the Chiefs on September 1st of next year.
Yeah, like a week ago I was leaning way more towards they
the
win.
The Clark one got you, didn't it?
Yeah, because I've always thought that if they win, I think he's done. But hearing Clark Hunt sound so confident in what he's hearing, it makes me truly believe that Travis is going to finish out the final year of the deal. In fact, we might be sitting here in April and we find out he signs a one-year extension or something like that.
Just to like give him cap relief and not play out the final year in the final year, sure.
It's really tough. I think some of this, too, you use the date. You said September 1st.
That's just like a few days before.
No, I know. I know why you use the date, but is there – let's not forget, Gronk – kind of stepped away semi, and then all of a sudden he was – does Travis Kelce strike you as the guy that could not be there at the beginning of the season and join up in the middle of the year if they need some help?
I really think when he's done, he's done. Because, like, they tried to do that to Jason Kelce this year, as you remember. They were like, maybe Jason will come back. They tried to do a little bit of that in Philly.
I think it's way different to jump in as a center.
I know. Yeah, you immediately drop the weight.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah, you're not the same weight. I'll say he's back. I'll say he's back. Text line as well.
Yeah, Kelce's back.
586-7965.
Okay, Kelce's back.
Yep.
Okay. Justin Reed.
No, I think he's gone. I think they've showed us.
Jaden Hicks looked too good, right?
Justin Reed's another just really good dude on the team, and he played actually at
incredibly
a very, very high level. Great leader, just good person. If you're going to the locker room to try to talk to guys after games, like he always will talk. There's some players that try to get out of there quick. He will always have time to speak, and I think people appreciate that. He'll stand up in those key moments when you need answers, right, to certain questions. I think he's gone because they've drafted Jaden Hicks and some other guys,
and Connor,
they've already showed the move towards youth, but also financially, they don't probably want to have to pay another high price safety.
They have two times in a row. They paid Matthew, then let him go, then paid Reed. I think if they're going safety, it's back to like they want someone who's a free agent who's 26.
The only thing that's different versus the Tyrann Mathieu situation a couple years ago when they let him walk is Justin Reed will turn 28 like next week. So he'll still be, you could still have 2 years of him under 30.
Yeah.
It's not like he's turning 29
or 30. So the final year of the deal, he'd be 30. That's
so
fine.
That's the only one where I'll go ahead and say no. And we had a listener just drop off a flag or whatever. So we'll wire the money to you, referees. We'll wire the
we'll chip in.
Yeah, we'll wire the money. He gave us some flags.
I did see the gridiron ones. Okay, so we both think Justin Reed's gone. What about Trey Smith?
Oh, dude, this is the one I'm most confident in, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm most confident in this one. He is gone. And he's going to be the top left or top guard.
But him and Creed are best friends.
I'm sorry, man.
You're breaking up best. Oop, you're breaking up best friends. Sorry, I pulled on a quarter.
We almost
there.
Went off air there.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry, just adjusting my legs. Anyway, but like, yeah. It's probably stupid to think this way.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if there's a way he would take a hometown discount, isn't it because
he's not taking a $5 million a year hometown discount?
Best friends, dude.
No,
best
no.
friends.
I think he's gone. You look at the offseason the Chiefs have to address, the positional priority at guard. They're possibly going to have to give Joe Tooney an extension as well. Trey Smith's going to get the top dollar on the market, given his age, given his performance. That's just not, I think, realistic, knowing that you need to find a long-term answer at left tackle still, knowing that you got to take care of Joe Tooney as a left guard, not as a long-term answer at left tackle, knowing that Trent McDuffie's going to get taken care of. You might take care of George Karloftis. You just have to cut it off somewhere. You can't pay everybody. And guard, unfortunately, much like linebacker, yeah. is not a position that you typically pay top of market for. I think Trey Smith will be a huge loss for them. But, yeah, I believe this is his last game.
I hate that there are, like, a lot of teams who would be interested in him. Like, just based on available offensive guards and the teams who need an offensive guard. Man, it's tough. It's really tough. Drew, you think Trey Smith's gone?
Yeah, unfortunately. I think they're going to pay McDuffie. They got to... In a way, almost you decide on George Karloftis or Trey Smith. I don't know if you. I think Trey Smith might make more money, but I think you have to
Trey
pick.
Smith's get more money.
I think you have to pick between. Yeah. I think you have to. If they didn't sign Karloftis, I think they could find a way to get Trey Smith back in the building. But do you want George Karloftis instead? I think that's the question you got to ask yourselves.
And we didn't even mention, like, you know, Nick Bolton is another guy who I also don't think.
That I think he's gone.
You got to cut off and make the decision somewhere in terms of what kind of money you're going to spend, like. If they're signing Trey Smith, to me, that means you believe Joe Tooney's gone. It means you believe Nick Bolton's gone. It means you think that Karloftis is not getting it. Like, there's too many things that would have to happen for me to prioritize a guard for a long-term deal in Kansas City.
Right,
like
right.
The Tennessee, like my prediction, like a lot of people, is he's going to sign with the Tennessee Titans. Mike Borgonzi is the new GM. Ties to the Chiefs also happen to be the
person who protected his kid.
Yeah, and they have a quarterback not making any money, whether it's going to be a rookie or it's going to be somebody, right? They don't have any money on the QB, so I think if you're going to draft a QB at number one, why not have a guard that's going to give them protection and they can spend some money there?
It's really tough because the truth is you can make a very strong argument that if you win the Super Bowl three times in a row, well, if you want to do a half rebuild year, shed some cap, figure it out. I mean, next year would be the year. What about Hollywood Brown or DeAndre Hopkins? You think either of those guys achieve again next year?
If there is one, not two. I don't think both are back. I think it's
Juju.
One. I think Hollywood Brown is back for 1 year.
I think they're all gone.
I think if Hollywood's willing to do 1 year again and say, hey, I know I still think I can have a huge year and then get my big payday after. The worry is if there's somebody out there that's willing already to give him multiple years. And if there is, then he's gone. But if that two-year deal, multi-year deal's not out there, then I think he's back.
How good's the wide receiver class again? Because it was pretty good last year.
Unlike in some other cities, I haven't focused in on free agency that much yet, whereas the Chiefs are still trying to win the Super Bowl.
I think the class is good. It's not as top-heavy.
Okay. And the draft?
Yeah.
Because that would answer part of the question. Draft a free agent.
It seems like
I think
it's
the
not
Chiefs are drafting
heavy.
A wide receiver no matter what, whether Hollywood Brown's back or not. But also, like, Rashee Rice is going to miss a good chunk of next season, at least early, we believe. Worthy's back. At some point, Sky Moore's on contract, but he's going to be a training camp guy and then possibly be cut. Like, you do have to still have numbers. So they will need to bring in somebody through the draft and a free agent to some extent. If Hollywood Brown cannot get a multi-year deal somewhere else, I think he's back. DeAndre Hopkins, same thing applies. I just don't. Are we going to find out in a week or two?
Talk about like a person who could retire in 3 weeks.
Oh, I don't think he's retiring.
Why not?
I don't think the option.
His level of production has dipped significantly. He can go out on top. He's a 10-year plus veteran.
I don't think he's retired.
Like, nothing's keeping DeAndre
Hopkins. I mean, he'll be 33 in June, to your point.
There's nothing like holding him hostage in this
league. If they win on Sunday, I think the chances go significantly higher.
It definitely goes up, but like you're talking, Cody, like you think it's already at 25 or 30%. I think it could go with a win goes up to a 20% chance he retires. You're acting like it goes up to like 50-50.
I think it's 50-50.
Wow, okay.
His production has been dropping for like 4 years in a row.
Sure.
He's been injured since 2021. Hmm. He's in his mid-30s, a pretty common time for wide receivers to fall off. He'll have the Super Bowl ring and every other thing in history that he could possibly need. Like, there's nothing tying him to the game, nothing forcing him to keep playing this game other than obviously a love for it and everything else that kind of comes with it.
I mean,
you
he's
say that about everyone else.
17 touchdowns shy of 100. He's 16 receptions shy of 1,000. You know, he's 40 yards shy of 13,000. I'm just saying, there's some of those numbers,
couple
some clean
of those,
numbers
yeah,
for
fair.
Hall of Fame cases. We'll see. I know we're all guessing here, obviously. There will definitely be a lot of turnover. We all know this. This is what happens. There will be a ton of turnover.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.